Professor Henry would like to formally welcome you to Baylor and share his excitement for you in this new phase of your lives in this brief commentary which he has entitled, If You're Not Pumped Right Now, You Just Don't Get It. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Professor Henry.
I wanted to convey, first of all, how excited I am for all of you, particularly those of you who are new here and those of you who are still here. Why should you be pumped up right now? Why should you be excited? Because right now, unlike any other time in your entire life, every single door is open to you. You can be and do anything at this point. And that is the most exciting phase and stage of life there can be. There's nothing you can't do right now. Whatever you want to become, you can be there. That's why you should be excited. And what better place to do it than right here? You have a university with unparalleled facilities, but well beyond that, you have a group of people who genuinely care about you and your success. That's pretty exciting. And I can tell you, I'm not going to tell you no one else cares about you anywhere else in the country. I'm not going to go that far. But I will say that the caring and love for you as a person and hoping truly that you are successful in the future is at a depth here like I've never seen anywhere else. So I am genuinely excited for you that you are here. Now, there are a few thoughts I wanted to share with you briefly. I give what I call a character and reputation speech to some of the student organizations, and I'm just going to take a couple of little points out of it, things I want to share with you, to keep as many of those doors open as you possibly can. In other words, to make the most of your time here. I thought I'd share a couple of destructive lies that we tell ourselves, particularly at this stage of life where you find yourself now. The ones that really can get you off track. So I'm going to let you know about them, make you think about them a little bit, and hopefully you'll not fall for them. One of the ones that I see a lot of students tripping up is the one that says, no one can tell me what to do now. I'm an adult. I'm in school now. No one can tell me what to do. Well, that's a very tempting and alluring myth, but the fact is, if you don't want anyone to be able to tell you what to do, if you want to have the maximum freedom and maximum flexibility to make any legal choice you want, fine. There are lots of minimum wage jobs out there that where you can have lots of freedom and very little to lose, but you also have no future, really. You have no hope and aspirations. You are held to a higher standard. Accept that and internalize that. Yes, by being at Baylor University, there are certain things like me as a professor here, like me in some of my other roles, that even though I'm an adult, I can't do. Accept that. Get rid of that. I'm an adult now, I'm going to know what to do. That is a myth. Get rid of that. The other one, and I really am talking to the guys here in particular. In America, it seems that we are given this little card that says, be a guy. You have to fill in the blank. Sometimes it's to be cool and aloof. Sometimes it's not show that you care about anything. Sometimes it's keep all your feelings to yourself. I'm here to tell you that don't fall for that one either. Don't play a role. Be yourself. Whatever that is, be yourself. A lot of young men in particular, again, they feel like they have to be cool and macho, show any feelings for anything, no passion. When was the last time you saw someone truly successful that was like that? Think of people you admire. You ever seen a football coach, a very successful one, on the sidelines going, I am way too pretty to care about the outcome. When was the last time you ever saw a successful CEO? Someone running a military campaign. Don't play a role. Be whoever and whatever you are. If you're passionate about something, be passionate about it. Conversely, if you don't care about something, don't pretend you do. You're going to waste a whole lot of energy being that way. sometimes I feel like I have to turn in my American guy card because for some reason I don't really care about which corporation makes it to the Super Bowl. I'm not the guy that you come and go, those speakers, there's just other things I do. I'm going to waste energy being something I'm not, and I would suggest you don't either. Channel your passions and your energies into the thing you do care about, and you will be so much more successful. And finally, a little bit on perspective. And I tell you a little anecdote, just to kind of put this in perspective. A few years back, I had to fly a rather important person to another city. And I had been traveling a lot, and the plane I was going to use was kind of dirty or whatever. And I got up Saturday morning, I told my wife, I've got to go watch the park. And my wife said, looked at me like, what's your deal? I'm tired. I got to go wash the plane. She said, David, you have an airplane to wash. Get a little perspective. Okay, fair enough. That statement really kind of changed my life in terms of thinking about things about which I write. The next time you go, I've got that English paper. Oh, man. I've got that test coming up. I just hate this. You could be somewhere where you didn't have the best space. You could be somewhere, there are lots of places you can be where you don't have to write English papers. Sometimes the things we perceive as our biggest burdens merely represent our biggest blessings. I've got to call my parents. They've been bugging me, they've left me 15 messages. Hey! You have parents that love you and care about you and will do anything for you. In the future, I've got to change the diapers. You've got somebody that will love you like nobody else ever. Every time you're faced with one of those things that you're going, oh man, if it starts like that, ask yourself, what does this represent? So when you face your inevitable challenges here at Baylor, when you've got those papers, those tests and those all-nighters, think about what that means you get to do. Thank you very much.